Warning. The content in this podcast contains colorful language, spirited conversation, and some good old-fashioned ignorance. So get out of your bag and let's get on with it.
Let's get on with it. Let's get on with it. Let's get on with it then. It's your boy, and this is the Cranberry Podcast, the podcast about absolutely nothing. So if there's nothing in your cup, fill it up.
Fill it up.
Fill it up. Nigga, fill it up, nigga. What's happening with you,
man? Nothing much. It's been a very it was a hectic week.
Yeah,
very relaxing weekend. Definitely got all my winks in. How about for you?
Oh, I got my winks in, baby.
Yeah,
I got my winks all the way in, like all 100 of them. Is it 100 winks? 30 yeah. Winks. I got all 30.
30 winks, huh?
Got all 30 in.
Not to be
got
confused with 100 winks.
Not to be confused. I think I might have got 100. But 100. I got 100, but I was only supposed to get 30 because I think that's what most niggas get.
Okay.
But I got more than that. So yeah, I got all my fucking winks for the week, man. I'm good. I'm well rested.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? Feeling good, feeling marvelous.
All right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. All right. It's all good, man. It's all
I know.
Good.
I've decided to wear like a brighter color today because I just was feeling the the spring vibes, if you will.
Spring is here, baby. Spring is here.
It's not a pastel. I know Easter's coming up.
Yeah.
But that's, I guess, next week I could worry about a pastel. This week, Brighton in action.
What is actually considered a pastel? Because I think we've had this conversation before.
To me, I don't know what specific colors.
Sure.
But more of like a lilac, a baby pink, a baby blue.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Like
a soft color.
Yeah. That one's pretty soft.
This one is not
that's
soft.
Not soft.
This one is
that's not soft?
A bold color.
Is that bold?
It is bold.
I thought it was kind of softy.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's your interpretation.
Nah, I don't know. Man, I used to, you know, on Easter I used to wear them fucking colors and shit and make the Easter eggs and everything like that when I was a kid. That was cool. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not a fan of the colors. Like, I wouldn't rock that to, like, you know, the hood or something. You know, I wouldn't show up in a hood in like one of them little pink pastel joints.
Yeah.
Like, what's up, niggas? You know what I'm saying? I don't think it goes over the tank.
I think you can pull it off, though.
You think I can pull it off?
Yeah. Who cares? At this point, you know, I feel like black people make everything look cool and, like, you know, trendy. You know, even the stuff that, like, made to other people look lame. I feel like, you know, black people have a way of just kind of making it jazzy.
True that. I don't even go to the hood anyway because I'm just not, you know what I'm saying, like, that ain't even my shit no more. But, you know, if I ever was to go there, yeah, I'd probably not wear that.
Yeah, well, man.
Since I haven't been there in a while, I might get beat up. Anyway, so this is the Cranberry Podcast, and we are doing a new drink for the week. I just invented this drink yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Keeping in theme, of course, with our Women's History Month.
Exactly. Keeping in theme with History Month. So it is a gin. And let me start off by apologizing for last week.
Why you gotta apologize?
Yeah, I gotta eat some crow. So I gave you shit about being lazy with the gin and everything, and then I felt bad.
Why?
I don't know. I think it was just too much. It was too much sauce. You know what I'm saying? So I gave you shit, and so what I did, you know, was I went ahead and made a drink with gin.
Okay.
That's what I did. I went ahead and made a drink with gin. These are cucumber mint martinis. Bow. Look at that thing. Look at that thing. Boy. So these are cucumber mint martinis. I made these, and I made these with two different types of gin. This is the first one. Midway through, we'll switch up and do a different one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How does it taste?
It tastes good.
All right. What you digging out of there?
little piece of lint.
Okay. All right.
It's good though.
Yeah, that's pretty goddamn good. That's not too bad, man. I don't like the taste of gin.
You can't even taste it in there though.
Well, that's why I made this way, because I didn't want to taste the gin, and I think that was the problem with all the other ones, is that, you know, it had like a real gin forward taste. And what I wanted was something that hides the gin, but can still get you fucked up if you have too many.
Okay.
You know
what
I'm saying? So here it is to the cucumber mint. Now, since we already did gin, we already did a history on gin. Go ahead.
I had a little bit of history since we're wrapping up Women's History Month.
Sure.
I know we still technically have next week, but I was like, you know what? I Now, when I was, okay, so last month during Black History Month,
yeah,
you know, they were talking about, like, oh, there's a theme, you know, for every year for Black History Month. And I was like, and I didn't know that there was a theme.
Ouch.
At the time.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I guess all of the, you know, months recognized, whatever, probably have themes. Mm. So I looked up the one for Women's History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they have a theme also, yeah, which this year is diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Oh.
So, and which, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, it's kind of the purpose of Women's good. History Month in the first place is, yeah, to, like, you know, acknowledge their contributions to, sure, to the culture. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, where did it even start?
Okay.
And it started in 1987, which I was like, aha, duh, just in time for the old Brits to get,
wow,
here. They're like,
wow,
you know, making
the
sure
backwards, though.
They're making sure that before I officially arrive,
sure, yeah,
that there is a Women's History Month already in place.
Okay.
So, and then it was started, it was actually a week that was started by the Sonoma School District. Celebrate in 1978.
There,
so I was,
go,
like, oh, in my stomping grounds, kind close, not, yeah, exactly. I'm, yeah, not from Sonoma necessarily, but close.
Right.
And then, you know, the year I was born, I mean, like, it couldn't have gotten, like, any more of, like, oh, Britney was meant to, like, celebrate Women's History Month on the pod. So it just felt like it was full circle. So just throwing, nice, that out there. No, we do like to go to Napa to go wine tasting.
We
so
do.
Then now that I saw that, it sparked my thoughts about, ooh, we can do wine all April, different,
what,
wines.
Wait a minute. Oh, you want to? Oh, shit. You lining up next month already?
Yes. Because, okay, you know, there's so many.
Okay.
We can have a wine tasting.
Okay, let me, like, ask. Why wine for April?
Because it just came to my mind.
I see.
And wine is a year-round drink, really.
It's a year-round drink.
You know?
What do you drink, red or white in April, in spring?
Ooh, okay. I feel like spring and fall, you could drink both. Summer, obviously,
yeah,
the whites.
I agree.
Winter, the reds.
I agree.
But, you know, it depends how warm or cold it is that day. But I'm going to lean more towards the white because I feel like living in Southern California,
yeah, oh, shit,
it's probably going to be warm. Mm. Although it hasn't been that warm so far.
No,
it's actually a pretty windy day today.
Pretty chilly.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty chilly. We ain't but, got much.
I mean, who knows if we're actually going to do that? I'm just having a moment right now. You can see by Jay's face probably that he has no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. But that's okay. Sometimes brilliant ideas.
Yeah, no, you sprung this one on me. This
brilliant ideas come just randomly.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. And I'm okay with wine. I could actually do wine. I didn't have an idea for next month, not as a theme, but I did have some ideas for beverages.
You know, because we're winding up for the summer, you know?
Whoa. Whoa. That was corny. I got it.
I'm corny all
corny.
The time.
No, I like it. It was corny as fuck, but I liked it.
I mean, it's going to be expensive because the way I want to do it, of course, we're going to have to, you know, have four different bottles.
That's okay.
You know, because we're going to do like a flight. We're not going to do, well, maybe three. Maybe, yeah, we'll be civilized and only open three bottles. Because then we got to drink the rest of the bottles the rest of the day. Because can't waste it.
No.
That just doesn't seem right.
That's alcohol abuse.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what we'll do. We both know a lot about a bunch of different brands.
True that.
You know, I mean, not that I have to spell out the whole plan on the pod, but.
No, I'm down. I'm down with the wine. I'm fucking this up.
I see that. Yeah, you got snacks. You put snacks in it. Now, when he was putting this in the drink, I said, bud, I don't really like olives. And he told me, like, basically, be quiet. It looks good.
It does look good.
That's all when I was originally tasting it. I was like, this better not have an olivey taste. Otherwise, I'm going to be upset.
But it doesn't.
You can't taste it. Well. But it is nice since you took so long today to have like a little snack, you know.
Yeah, and then I'm going to like eat your olives.
I'm going to eat them.
Oh, you're actually going to fuck those up. All right, cool. That's what's up. All right, so I basically got the same information you got. It was started in 78.
Oh, you was gonna do the same thing on Women's Center. Yeah. Oh, I stole your idea.
No. Yeah, you scooped me. But what you didn't know is this. This is what you didn't know. There are tons of countries around the world that also celebrate Women's Day, not month.
Yes.
So they do celebrate. So Russia, China, and the United Kingdom also celebrate March 8th, Women's Day. Look at that, wah. Look at that, wah. Look at that, wah. Yeah. So I didn't really do any history on cucumber or mint. Since we already did,
you know, gin. What? And that's funny. You don't like olives, really, and you don't like cucumber either.
I don't like olives. I don't like cucumber. But like I said, I had to eat crow today because I made a big deal out of the gin thing last week, and I felt like I had to come in here and, like, you know what I'm saying, make up for that.
Bullshit. I'm really surprised.
Well, good. That was the idea, was to surprise you. Surprise.
You know, he doesn't apologize too often.
That's bullshit.
Most of the time, you know, he's got a reason why he's right all the time. So I'm shocked.
Well, I'm right all the time. I can't help that. You know what I'm saying? I can't help being right all the time. Like, you know, you just have to accept that. I'm already done with the first one. I'll wait for you, I guess.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Pour up. I'm slow. I'm too slow.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and pour up. What else you got, man? What else you want to tell me? While I make my drink.
I took over everything. I didn't have anything in particular, but what I will say, so you know how I have my clients that I see, you know, like on the side?
Sure.
And one of them, you know, kind of sparked some thoughts just about how people view relationships and you know, like what's important to different people.
Got it.
And that's not loud at all.
Sorry.
It really got me thinking about, like, just overall values.
Okay.
And, like, what are just, like, absolute deal breakers after you've already, like, established a long relationship with someone? So, like, let's say you're together, like, 10 years or so. What are some things for you that you think would be like deal breakers after that much time, after that much invested?
You could say good morning on a morning that's not so good, and bitch, you're out of there. You know how it gets. Can I top you off?
Sure.
Let me top you off. So anytime you're in a relationship, let me get that in there. Wow. So anytime you've been in a relationship that long, you know, the smallest things annoy you with that person. That person can almost say or do anything that will fucking send you over the edge, man. Quick.
But would make you actually leave the relationship.
Man, what's his name? Will Height? I don't know his first name. Will Height. That was his name. Killed his wife after like 50 years, 60 years of marriage. Just blew her away. Said she was antagonizing him. Blew her the fuck away. So yeah, I'm telling you, the smallest thing will fucking send a nigga over the edge.
I was asking about you specifically, but okay.
I told you, if I wake up and you say good morning, I'm a bitch, what's so good about it? You know what, I can't do this shit no more. Dead ass. And I'm out of there.
Oh,
packing
man.
My shit right now. Good morning. The fuck.
You're crazy.
I'm honest. Most of us would
good
probably.
Good morning probably wouldn't do it for me, but.
Yeah, what would do it for you?
You know what? That's what I was really, really thinking on, because I was like, I don't know. I feel like everything would be circumstantial. I think the only thing that would. And it's not like a particular situation, it's just more of when I feel that no change can be made. Like whatever it is that's leading to unhappiness,
either
both parties are unwilling to or cannot make whatever change needs to be made.
Okay.
Then at that point, you know, it's done.
That's when you're out?
Yeah.
When you felt like you've done all you can do, you gave her all she's got, Captain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
I think that was like the basis of what happened in one of my previous relationships. Yeah. I think, you know, was sort of like, I don't like this. And that person was like, it's going to happen anyway. And I was just like,
both of y'all just got to that point where y'all both was like, bitch, I'm not budging.
it was a stalemate, and I think
standoffs, Mexican standoff.
And I think that I just didn't feel like there was nowhere else for it to go. So, you know.
Well, sometimes it happens like that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you both of you guys just get to a point where it's just like, yo, I'm not budging. I'm not budging. I'm more or less the kind of guy that, yo, okay, so I grew up, and I grew up observing a very toxic relationship, mm-hmm. right? Where both people were just being like, oh, do you need a towel? You good? Mm-hmm. So both people were just kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Fuck you, kind of the thing. But they stayed together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm more of the type that, you know, I'd rather just, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather just fucking beast it out and stick around and just, you know, see what happens. I'd rather not make a decision that's so final based on an emotional moment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, fuck it. You know, I'm mad at you right now. You're mad at me right now. And that's what's up. But, you know, we'll get over that. You know what I mean? Yeah. We'll get past that. And if we don't get past it, I'm usually the one that gets broken up with. And I think it's because of that. Yeah. You don't believe that?
Because I know you, I know that, yes, you have been broken up with more often than you've done the breaking up. But I will say this, also in knowing you.
Sure.
Is that when you are upset with someone or they're not on your good side, the ice that you have given other people before they actually break up with you is pretty strong.
The ice?
Yeah. Expound. Like, well, I don't want it to get too personal.
Give me some more.
I don't want it to get too personal. I've just seen you like give up on people.
I'll give up on somebody who I don't give a fuck about.
Well, no, I'm talking about in your relationships, like your real relationships.
No,
you have stayed in situations,
sure. And
like have maneuvered in an unhealthy way, knowing it was unhealthy.
But that's okay, because the way that I look at that is that even though I've maneuvered in a way where, you know, like, let's just say I stayed in a relationship, but my movements were very toxic and unhealthy.
Yeah.
The way that I look at that is that eventually I will find my way back to, or we will find our way back. Fucking giving me shit?
Because I feel like that's a very man's way of looking at it. Like, I'm going to do some messed up things, but you know what? We're going to figure it out, though. I'm not going to change my behavior.
I know plenty of relationships.
Uh-huh.
One particular where the man was out having kids with other women, but that relationship remained. She knew that he had kids in other relationships.
Yeah.
And somehow they found their way back together. You know, they never separated, but they found their center and, you know, grew old together. You know, and again, like I said, my observation of a relationship was, you know, it's just gonna be toxic. It's not roses. Nobody's relationship is roses. You can look at TV all you want, watch the Lifetime channel all the fuck you like, but that's just not really how it works. In the real world, these same people you see out at Disneyland and they're, hey, honey, would you like a honey bun? Yeah, kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't know what's happening at that crib. You feel me? Like, that shit could be just raw. So, you know, my idea is that in a relationship, if I agreed to be with you, I'm with you. I'm just with you. If you cheat on me, that's where it is. That's where it is.
What if y'all find yourselves back together?
We can find our way back together. We can. Like, if the coochie was good, then we're going to find our way back together. For me to hit that coochie, that's going to be the end of it, though. Yeah. Obviously, you just handing out coochie. So I would like some, too.
Wow.
I would like some, too. Can I get my portion? Where's my issue? You know what I'm saying? Can I get my issue?
Why do you always got to be a dirtbag at some point?
I'm
in
not
pod.
A dirtbag.
Lord,
I'm a dirtbag.
Yes. Ew! Ew! Why you got to make you throw up signs?
That was okay. Okay. No, man, I'm not trying to be a dick. Look, again, I just always try to give like the other side of whatever. This is not my real behavior. Yes, it is.
He's a scoundrel. Don't listen to him. He's a scoundrel.
I'm a sweetheart, man.
Nobody can tell you how bad a man's behavior is better than his female best friend, because she done seen it all.
And my behavior is bad. You always tell me how sweet I am.
And you just watch the female friend's face as a man talks. That's crazy. And trust.
I am appalled.
Yeah.
Well. I am appalled.
It's always terrible.
That's bullshit, man.
And the female best friend be trying to warn bitches too. Like,
are you warning people about me?
Like, girl, don't do it.
Are you warning people about me? Don't
do it. I know the real him. This is just the representative.
Wow, big dog.
I'm joking. I've never tried to warn anybody against you. You're a good guy. You're sweet.
I am a good guy. I'm a very sweet guy, man.
It's just sometimes your version of what's happening and their version of what's happening don't be the same thing.
Well, that's anybody. That's like, there's always your side, her side, and then the truth.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
That's not uncommon. So I have my opinion of what happened. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? Same with me. Probably if you ask the guys that I talk to and listen to my version of events, it's probably very drastically completely different.
Completely different. I guarantee it's completely different. I've dealt with you. I've seen your shit go quick, like just from 2 seconds ago. Yo, the way you saw that shit happen, it didn't happen. Nothing like that. So I know that that's a thing with the men that you deal with. And God bless those gentlemen, by the way. So, well, anyway... I did have something that I wanted to talk about.
Oh, go ahead.
I forgot what it is.
Uh-oh.
So I have to pull it up. Yeah, because I wrote this down. I was like, oh, hell no, I'm writing this shit down. Like, I definitely want to talk about this. And it's more some gender war type shit. Guaranteed.
You know what? You're starting to get a lot more grays.
Damn it, I forgot to shave.
Me too. God damn it. I got a lot more grays too.
Where?
What do you mean, where? Where my hair is growing. Boy.
Your hair grow everywhere.
But I'm not enjoying this whole getting older process.
No, who does?
Now, luckily, I hang out with people that are at least 4 or 5 years older than me, so sure. I always feel like the young one, even though I'm getting old. But,
okay,
you know, it works out.
Right.
Because yesterday, that's how I felt. Everybody was like, you're still young. I'm like, thank you.
Black don't crack, baby. Black don't crack, baby. Anywho, so what I wanted to talk about was now you're online dating and you know how that works.
I'm not currently, but I have.
Fair enough. So you online dated. When you are speaking with a gentleman, a suitor, a beau, I just had to come in with some bullshit. Anyway. And it's okay. Y'all discussing the first meet. How does that go? How does that normally go?
Like after you message back and forth.
Yeah, maybe? All the banter has happened. What you do for work?
I'm assuming at one point somebody's like, "Oh, you know what? We should meet up."
And then what? And then how does that go after that? Yo, we should meet up like that. Let's act it out. Yo, Brittany, what's happening? Well, we've been chatting for a couple of weeks. You know, we should link.
Then it's normally like, when are you free?
Okay, you know? I'm free tomorrow. When are you free?
Oh, I'm free tomorrow too.
Awesome. Now what? Now what happens?
Set up a time.
Now let's set up a time. Now who sets up the place?
Either.
Either one can set the place?
Now, I will say this.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the guys will decide on the place.
Sure.
But I've decided on places too when I didn't like what they picked.
Okay. So they picked the place. You was like, nah, let's do this instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they like, yo, let's meet in the back alley of the McLaren's. And you're like, how about we meet at the police station, you and I? Right?
I suggest another place that I feel more comfortable in or like the food better or whatever.
Okay. So like the food better. Okay. So this is what bugs me.
What's that?
What bugs me is a woman who says, okay, I say, let's meet. That woman says, yeah, let's meet at this particular spot that nobody's ever heard of. But, you know, they have good breakfast there or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of a fucking thing. And I'm like, bitch, no. Let's meet. Let's go get some coffee. Let's go get an ice cream cone. You know? Because I'll tell you why. I saw that shit.
Let me pull the mic closer because I'm about to talk some shit.
Well, yeah. I honestly get turned off immediately when a woman suggests a place.
Why?
Unless she suggests coffee, I feel away. I'm already on alert because, and I'll tell you why. It's more of a collective of things than it is a just like a, oh, you know what? You know, I just don't like it. You know, it's more or less like, okay, how have we been speaking in the last however long we've been speaking? If we've been speaking over a week or two, I've spoken to you twice, maybe three times, and those conversations are like two messages max. And then when it's time to meet, you immediately suggest some restaurant that you want to go to. I'm on alert because I look at that as, okay, bitch, you're not really trying to get to know me at all. I'm just the nigga that you want to take you to this fucking place. You just want to go there and you want me to take you. And that's the reason that I look at it like that is because I haven't even had like a conversation with you more than 10 messages.
In the scenario that you gave me, it wasn't short like that. It was, we had been talking for a while, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I didn't say how much though.
Okay, but okay, okay.
That's what I mean.
Well, because to me, those are two different scenarios. Like, we barely have said anything to each other, really, and you're suggesting a place is very different than, like, oh, like,
like, you know, constant messaging.
Yeah, like, we had, like, some sort of genuine, like, I wouldn't say necessarily a connection, but, like, it was going well.
Well, see, I didn't go that deep.
Well, if I want to meet you, I can't imagine that it's not going well. Like, if I'm willing to meet you, you know, it must be going fairly okay.
So would you say that if you're only messaging, you know, hey, good morning, and then I don't hear from you until 2-3 days later, hey, good morning, how you doing? Oh, I'm chilling, having a good day, that's what's up. And then I'll hear from you like 2-3 days. Like, would you say then that it's not going well?
I wouldn't say it's going well. I think it's neutral. It's not going well or not well. I would say it's probably not going very well. If that's all we have to say to each other, I'm going to say probably, like, I'm not interested.
Well, what if we're just both busy?
You add a lot of variables to
it. Well, I'm trying. I want you to just say, I just want to hear your thoughts. If I add something, then what?
I don't think anybody's too busy to, like, you know, give a fruitful response, even if it's not very many of them.
Okay.
You know.
So if a woman is not responding to you and, like, you know, if y'all only talk like every 3 days, she's not interested.
If you talk every 3 days and then when she does respond, it's really short.
Sure.
Then, yeah, I feel like she's not interested. Okay. I feel like, okay, and I think we've all been there. You've had like a super busy week. Maybe you didn't get a chance to get back to that person that day or the next day. Within a couple of days, if you're genuinely interested in someone, you're going to respond. And your response isn't going to be like a real short response because you're finally, you know, you don't want to convey the message that you don't care. So if you genuinely care, then are interested, then yeah, you're going to put a little bit more effort into it. Again, it may not be a lot of messages.
Sure.
But what you do send, I think, is going to be of some substance.
So and so basically what you're saying is that in that case, that woman's not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That would be my assumption.
So if then when we decide to meet up, she suggests a place.
But why would you agree to meet up if she's interested?
No. Stay on task. When we decide to meet up and she suggests a place, is that suspect?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that might be because I've been the person to suggest places. Now,
based
again,
on what we just talked about, though, not a constant conversation. We're still going with the same scenario. Obviously, you already said she's not interested, but she did agree to meet, and she agreed to meet and then suggested a place.
I still don't think so. If you guys agreed to meet and she didn't like the place that you suggested, or
wait. She suggested the place.
I was getting to the or she suggested a place. I don't think that that's a bad thing.
Okay.
You know, I think, you know, you could either say, you're an adult too. You could just say yay or nay. Like, you know, not that place. Because that's what I would do if somebody suggests a place that I really don't want to go to. You know, I would just suggest another place. And I think it's just, you know, it's valid if it happens in reverse. If I suggest a place to you and you are not really feeling that place, or it's not in your price range of what you want to spend to suggest another place, more than likely I'm gonna be like, all right, cool, that works for me. Like, no big deal. Either, you know, I'm not gonna go back. If I don't know you, I'm not gonna go back and forth like, oh no, it has to be this particular place. Now that might be a red flag. It might be a little sketchy, but you know, it doesn't make sense for a person not to be genuine with you and saying, like, I don't really like to eat that food. Like, what are you supposed to say otherwise? Just go with it just because? Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've established that she's just not interested. That came out of your
mouth. That was the assumption. Mm-hmm.
So she's not interested, but she agreed to meet.
Okay.
And then suggested the place. That's not suspect at all.
Okay, so you're saying in the scenario that a woman is not interested in you, it still agrees to go out with you anyway, and then wants to go to a particular place, is that suspicious? Well, yeah. Okay. Like, if she doesn't want to hang out with you, then yeah, it's just suspicious that she wants to hang out with you in a general sense.
So, that's what I'm trying to convey is that we've established she's not interested. Let's start there, because we've established that there's every 3-day messages. Those messages are short.
Well, and then
wait a minute. Let me finish.
Okay.
There's messages every 3 days. Whatever. We already had that build up, and your response was, well, she's just not interested. If that's the case, because if she was, then when she responded, she would respond with more, you know, with more body to that message. So she's not interested. Now, she's not interested, though she does agree to meet. And then suggests a place that she wants to go to.
Right.
Not suspect at all.
I'm not saying it's not suspect. I just think, yes, it is.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm looking at the dude too. Like, why do you want to go out with this woman in the first fucking place? If she's not engaging you, what makes you want to take her to go eat anything?
Or she's bad. She got a big ass booty with chunky ass titties.
Well, then at that point, then you're both suspicious, and you both, that's a business arrangement. Then you go in there to probably try to touch some ass and tits or whatever, and she's going there to get a free meal. That sounds like an arrangement to me. Mm. Otherwise, both of you shouldn't even bother.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You got me there. You got me there, famo. That is 100% true, because, like, in a general sense, I think if you do agree to meet this woman, your intentions are not pure, because why would you go and meet somebody who is clearly not interested in you? Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And that's what I was trying to, like, understand is that, okay, well, I guess for me, I'm just questioning the woman's point when, in actuality, the man in this is also on some bullshit. Like, you on some bullshit too, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you on some bullshit, she on some bullshit. Why you upset? You feel me? So, yeah, I was just, you know, it was something that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to dissect a little.
Mm-hmm. What was your opinion about it?
Again, the way I looked at it from a man's point of view. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at it like, this bitch just trying to get a free meal at this crepe spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, she's just trying to get a free meal, fam. You don't want to go over there. Like, why are you even bothering going over there? She just want a free meal. Take that bitch to coffee. And if she says okay to coffee, then maybe it's not what you think. But see first. See if she'll say okay to coffee. Like, just suggest something different. You know, like, nah, I don't want to go there. You know, like, nah, I don't want to go there. Let's go here.
So you think her not responding could be some other explanation other than she's just not interested in you. So you take, so by that scenario, then you're not making the assumption that she's not interested by the way she's responding.
No, because I know people get busy, and I know people are busy, and I understand that. And I also understand that this is online dating, so...
I feel like the scenario changes to serve whatever point of view you're having at the...
What did I change?
Because...
I'm saying
because
that I understand.
Because in the first scenario, when it was almost like, oh, why would she... Why is she trying to suggest a place to eat? It's, oh, she must not be interested in you. But now she's agreeing...
You said that.
But now that she's agreeing to coffee, and I was like, oh, well, you know, I know people get busy.
No. You're changing it. You're changing it. All I said was... Is, you know, hey, I understand that people get busy. That I didn't change anything. All I'm saying is, you're the one who said she wasn't interested.
Same scenario.
That was your your thing was she's not interested.
Same scenario. Okay. Same level of conversation.
Sure.
She suggests coffee, or you know, you suggest coffee. She's like, oh yeah, that's cool. You're fine with that, even though she has not been engaging you. Sure. You don't think that she's not interested.
No, I would the way that I look at things, I try not to just say, oh, you know, I try not to just like accuse people of things all right off bat. I try to catch whatever is happening. I need more information. I need evidence before I can just say, that's what you are. Like, unless you just are not going to give me that evidence, then I'm just going to make my decision. But my first thought is to like, okay, well, you haven't been really engaging. You're suggesting a place. I think you're trying to just get a free meal. How about we do this? How about I suggest some real lightweight bullshit and then see what happens. See what your response to that is. And if your response to that is, all right, fuck it, I'll do that, then maybe I was wrong. I can't say that I'm just right. So I have to see if I'm wrong, and I would like to know if I'm wrong. So, I would like to dissect it a little. And if I'm not doing shit, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, if I'm not really doing shit and I have the little bullshit time to waste to go have a cup of coffee, yeah, I'm going to just go ahead and waste that time. You know, it's coffee. You know what I'm saying? I'm in and out. Like, I can go get in there, have some coffee. And if I don't like you, it was nice meeting you, you know? Got some shit to do, you know what I mean, today, when I really don't. So, but I guess where I was going, in a general sense, I don't like to meet women specifically like that, at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? We haven't even had any, our energy is not even, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We have not connected at all. Mm-hmm. Now you want me to sit across from you at a table and share a meal? You want me to break bread with you? Mm-hmm. And we haven't even connected at all? Like, why would I do that? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't like you. You know what I'm saying? When I showed up, we chilling. I don't like your attitude. I don't like nothing about you. And guess what I got to wait for? I got to wait for the waitress. I got to wait for the check. I got to wait for my card to come back. You know what I'm saying? All of that sitting across from somebody I fucking hate. Now, I grab my coffee, and when I say I'm gone, I'm gone. I ain't got to wait for nothing. I ain't got to open the door for you, but I am, because I'm a gentleman. I'm going to still do that. I'm going to still be a gentleman. I'm going to still be courteous, and I'm going to still be nice. And I'm going to, hey, you know what? I got to bounce X, Y, and Z. It was nice meeting you. Shake your hand, and then off I go.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to leave it with a good taste. I'm not going to leave it sour, or at least I'm going to try not to. I've done the sour thing a few times, but I try not to leave it sour. So I don't like to do the whole restaurant right off the bat thing. First things first, I don't even know if I'm going to like you and want to share bread with you. Then on top of that, like for men that date online, my nigga, if your inbox is like 30 messages, you're going to take 30 women out to dinner? That's not even financially responsible. That is completely financially irresponsible. Right. And for women to just assume that's what men should do is just constantly take 30 women out to dinner every time they meet, not even knowing where this is fucking go. Who does that? Who the fuck does that? Y'all niggas is crazy out here, man. But I know niggas that do it, you know, and they just hope they get some booty. Me, I want to be sure. Break that booty off. Anyway, That's what I had.
That is spoken from the, again, perspective of a scoundrel.
I'm a scoundrel.
Because
we already established
that the average person doesn't have 30 different women that they feel so inclined to meet that they're going to take out and pay for 30 different times. However,
have you met 30 different guys on a site?
No.
Your inbox has never been filled with 30 messages.
Oh, sure. But have I gone out actually like to meet all of them? Absolutely not.
Give me a number out of 30. How many did you actually like have a really cool conversation with and even offered to meet?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a high number, though. It's more than two. It's more than five. It's more than 10. Right.
Mm-hmm. Even at one time, though?
At one time. You can't seriously tell me that. Let me get your cup. You can't seriously tell me that, you know, there hasn't been a number of men who has offered at least.
Well, yeah.
Wait, hold on, okay. Buddy. Has not even offered at least to take you out, right? More than 10. And you even felt like, you know what? So far, we've been having a cool conversation. Maybe I will go out. Mm-hmm. Now, on the other end, so that's, let's say 10, 12 men who out of 30 who you would actually agree to actually meet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's 10 to 12 free meals for you, because we're talking meals. That's 10 to 12 free meals for you. For a man, that's 10 to 12 paid meals. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a little different for a man than it is for a woman. So I believe that women, shouldn't expect it. This is all. I'm not saying that it shouldn't happen. I'm saying shouldn't expect it.
I think you have this very skewed perspective that women are just all out here trying to get free meals, as if motherfuckers don't work themselves. They can buy their own meals.
Nope, didn't say that.
Nobody's out here trying to get free meals.
That's a lie.
With lackluster company. Like, no, thank you.
That's, buddy, you speaking from your point of view. You wouldn't do it. But you telling me that women don't do it?
Oh, there's always opportunists everywhere. So you could say that no matter what. I'm pretty sure there's men out there that get things from women every single day. You know, it just is what it is.
Fair enough. So in a general sense, people.
Yeah.
You know, people in a general sense. But I think what I'm trying to convey here is that it's the expectation.
I don't think there's an expectation. Okay. I think some people have an expectation. Sure. Do I think most women have an expectation? No.
Yeah. Well, I guess you'd have to be a man.
Do you feel like most, not some, most of the women you talk to expect you to take them out?
This is what I will say. And excuse me for the ones that are going to be on, you know, the suffering end of what I'm about to say. But yeah, a lot of the ugly ones, they don't care. You know, but the attractive, I'm sorry. But the ugly ones don't care. It's the attractive ones that just expect you to take them out. Why? Because they constantly have these sucker ass niggas in their inbox trying to spend all their money on them because they think they're going to get some ass. So, yeah, when a nigga like me who actually is looking for a relationship, listen, you can't keep doing that. You giving away all my shit, okay? You can't be doing that. So, when a nigga like me who is actually trying to look for a relationship is, you know, out here like serious, you know. Okay, you know what? Fuck this. You know what? Hey, man. So what did Donald Trump do this week, man? What did Donald Trump do, man? I'm done with this conversation.
Okay. We just
I'm done. Fuck you and the pussy you came out of, man. Fuck this.
Why
are
you
shit.
Always talking about my mom?
I'm not talking about your mama. That's just a saying. That's not a real thing. I'm not really talking about your mom. You know I love your mom. Come on, get the fuck out of here. Anyway, let's talk about something else.
Excuse me, you know.
Let's talk about something else, man. Let's talk about something. Because I always look like a dick. But no, I'm just trying to give. Okay. I'm just trying to give the I'm other
sorry.
Side. I just
I'm
want
sorry.
People.
Ladies,
I just want people to see the other side.
Ladies out there, he really is looking for a very serious relationship. He's been looking for it for a very long time. He has turned over every rock. Every rock trying to find.
Made it sound. You're making it sound worse, bro. You're not doing this any justice. You're not doing me any justice. You're doing me a disservice. Right now, you're doing me a fucking disservice by going on the airways and telling people that I'm not shit. Now, I know I look like I'm not shit based on what I'm saying and how I, you know, my perspective on dating. But again, I am only here to give a different view.
Look, man, I'm here to give a different view. Faithful man that I know, you know, the sanctity of marriage really, you know, really speaks to your heart.
That's true.
So, you know, I don't doubt 1 minute of anything that you say.
That's what's up.
But I'll say this. These second drinks are pretty good, actually.
What lavender cucumber. Lavender cucumber martinis.
Okay, I like that one. Well, not before
earlier,
I said,
yeah.
I said the other way around. I don't know. I think I just like both.
Well, that was the plan. The plan was, but can you taste the gin?
No.
See?
I can't taste the gin in either, though.
Well, last week you could taste the gin. The week before that you could taste the gin.
I was the one that didn't mind it, though.
That's not the point. You're missing the point. All I'm asking you is, can you taste the gin?
You act like when you be making your Crown of Red Bulls, I could taste the Crown in there, and I'm not like, but can you taste the Crown though? Like,
but
yes.
Do you like Crown? Yes. Okay, see, I don't like gin, so I don't want to fucking taste it.
I'm with you. I'm just saying, like, it's not wrong for the drink to taste like the drink.
I think it is wrong.
That all your beverages damn near taste more like liquor than they do anything else.
I like liquor, baby.
You like you, but
I got a liquor license.
Your vodka be having like just a splash of Cran in there, just a little,
just enough for color.
Use a dropper,
just for color, just so that I can say that I added something. That's it. Yeah, I'm not. I don't put a lot of.
You know
shit
what
in
though? But you really don't. You actually do have a pretty good balance, because I know when I make mimosas, it's mostly almost all champagne. I'm the one that puts like a splash of orange juice.
Yeah, I'll be like, damn, my nigga, can I get some more orange juice, please?
Like, it's real light. Like, you can still see through.
Jesus, it's breakfast. Can I have some orange juice?
And Jay will always be like, shit, can I get some more
orange juice? Holy cow. What's happening?
So yeah, where was we?
We were at that fucking diner up north with your parents. I never forget that shit. That lady you just poured all fucking champagne and then just bloop. I was like, whoa.
Hey, but
I'm
okay.
Getting fucked up with your parents. Like, I barely know them.
They say that did I say this last week? They're like, oh, where there's a bunch of old people hanging out, that's where you know that's the spot.
Yeah. That was the spot,
it's
boy.
Cheap.
That lady was pouring nothing but champipple. Like, and it was bottomless. So I'm like, damn, where y'all getting all this champagne? You ain't gonna water this down a little.
Because how many people are going to a diner to do bottomless? It was packed.
They was going through champagne. They was going through bottles of that shit. I think they was trying to get rid of it.
Oh my gosh, that was fun.
This bitch was eye contact too.
It was the most random diner too. It wasn't. Yeah, it was like right place. Off the freeway. It wasn't.
I thought y'all been there before. Like, I thought y'all knew about this place.
I hadn't been there. He'd been there a bunch of times.
That's why he knew already. Like, nigga, they finna. Yeah, he already knew. He already fucking knew.
I know. He likes to drink on the sly.
Well, I like to drink on the fucking. Yep.
I know they still got liquor there from you know that
Yeah.
It was a Smirnoff, but it like tasted like tahine.
Yeah.
They still had that.
It's still there. I bought a big ass bottle.
It was a huge bottle. I drank some bottle. when we were there for Thanksgiving.
Was it still full?
I wouldn't say full, but
so he had some. I left that motherfucker
Me and my sister had some together too.
Is it good?
It's still like, it's just, it's festive, you know?
Yeah.
So that was really funny, but, my dad likes having you around. You're entertaining, for sure.
That's my dude. That's my dude. I'm sad. That's my dude right there. You know what I'm saying? I need to get him back on the pool table. I let him win the last time. You know what I'm saying?
This
time
I know he was trying to play all sneaky.
When?
The last time.
The last time we
it
played?
Was, it was like, basically it was like, as long as Jay doesn't win, it was like the strategy on the table.
That's the strategy. As long as Jay doesn't win.
Because so, I think it was, we were playing teams. Hmm.
Who was on his team?
I think Derek. Oh, we at that bar or whatever. And I think my mom was with us. I mean, she was just chilling on the side, but.
Oh, was she there? I don't remember that. I thought it was just us, but possibly.
Well, you know, he ain't going to go nowhere without her.
Understood. Understood.
All right. Well, today was a good pod. It was fun today. I enjoyed it.
What if I didn't want to end yet? Oh. What if I wanted to talk about something else?
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
I don't have nothing else. I've got nothing else, man. I've got nothing else. But I do want to add that, you know, I have some very smart children. You know, my daughter is a 4.0 kid. You know what I'm saying?
Are the test results in?
I have not received SAT. I will receive them tomorrow, but I have not received SAT results yet. But I'm sure she got like a 1500 minimum. Minimum of 15.
I know. I thought that's what you was about to breaking news.
No, no breaking news. No breaking news. My kids are just. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay, cool. Oh, so yeah. No, I was really. Anyway, so yeah, no, I'll get the results tomorrow. Now, I do want to ask, have you seen Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yeah, watch it with you.
You didn't watch it with me. Get the fuck out
the
of here.
The TV show?
I should watch that shit by myself, bro.
The first couple of episodes, I watched with you.
You did not. Okay. I watched it by myself.
Okay. Well.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
The whole thing?
No, because I only watched the first few episodes with you.
Those were not the first few episodes. You came in and
you
I was watching.
You had watched it.
I turned it back on, but you wasn't even fucking watching. You using your phone.
You rewatched it with me there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wound the clock back because, you know, you was like, oh, that looked like. So I tried to turn back the hands of time, and you was in zombie mode. Just
no, that's not true. I watched.
Oh, what happened? No. Why did that blow up?
No, I watched it.
What happened?
In the first few episodes. Mm-hmm. Look, buddy.
Lying ass piece of shit. I'm not watching that shit at all.
I'm not going to recount everything. You're not watching
that shit at all. It's a good show. You should watch it.
It was really weird.
Is it?
I think so.
What was weird about it?
Well, because I didn't understand the whole, like, replacing the Smiths and basically everybody being scared that they're going to fucking kill them and then basically, like, have another one.
Have you seen the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Then you should understand the show because it's almost exactly like
I didn't know that there was multiple Mr. and Mrs. Smith, so, and that they just, I mean, I did see that they obviously were trying to kill them in the movie.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that, like, well, on the show, it's kind of like, you know, it's time, you know, like, okay, these niggas is dead, or let's try to make sure these niggas is dead so we can get the next batch.
Well, yeah, but if you've ever seen a CIA type movie, you know, then you understand that that's exactly what it is, like 007.
But in the movie, it was like, okay, they were a couple and they didn't know, you know.
Yeah.
And in this one, it's like they were definitely not a couple, you know, but they're just put together.
So one's a movie and one's a series.
Wow.
So, yeah, all they did was flipped it on its head a little and changed the dynamic a little bit. But it had the same feel and idea to it. It's like, yo, we're both assassins.
I guess you're right. Maybe in the movie version, they like were like at the end of their career, they were polished. And in the TV series, they were not polished.
Right. So if you use the same thought that you just had about, oh, well, I didn't know there was multiple Mr. and Mrs. Smiths, then you also understand that that's why they were trying to kill those two, so they can get a new Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Make sense?
I did not gather that's what was happening.
Well, I don't think that they didn't make that known, but they did say, hey, kill each other.
They did.
You know, basically. So if you have to kill each other, who is going to be Mr. and Mrs. Rothstein? No, right. It's just going to be two more
You know
Smiths.
What? The last episode that I saw of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, They were trying to kill each other in the house, and both of them on the TV series.
Yeah.
And both of them were like just like laying on the floor
and start fucking, which is what happened in the movie.
Yeah, but then they went to that safe room or whatever, and old boy was dying. Looked like
who? Donald Glover?
Yeah, like he had like a wound or something.
Oh, he got shot.
Yeah. Like the old dude that was in there shot him or whatever.
Yeah.
Was that the last episode?
You know what? I forgot.
I might have watched a good portion of it because I you know.
It was good. Anyway, that shit was good. That was just actually, that's what I was looking at on my watch. Somebody just texted me like, yo, I just finished Mr. and Mrs. Smith. They said, fire. I said, fire. Like a lot of people at my job, that's what we, like, we got a lot of downtime. You know, when people are not dying or trying to, then we have some downtime. So, and we just sit there and talk about like TV shows that we watching and shit. They watch a lot of anime and like a lot of that fucking, you know, swords and shit. That's not my bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of don't have those conversations, but when they talk about some shit that I fucks with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just be like, this is one chick. She'll like tell me, she'll give me shows to watch and I'll fucking watch them. And then I give her shows to watch. Cause a lot of the time it's just me and her in the department. Everybody else is actually working. So, you know, we just have like that. Those are the conversations we have in the department. I know it's, they're all nerdy. And when I walk up in there, I'm like, oh, you know, like these people are cool.
Mm-hmm.
No, all the motherfuckers is nerds. I started looking at them like for real. Like, oh, all y'all niggas is nerds. I'm a nerd.
I think all people in general are secretly nerds. Everybody just pretends to be cool.
Yeah, me. I pretend to be cool all the time because I'm a huge nerd. But I pretend to be cool. Well, I'm like 50% nerd, 50% like I'll fucking kill you. Yeah, 50%, bro.
Mm.
Yeah, 50%. Because there's half of the days of the week I wake up on some nerd shit, and half of the other days I wake up on some. I choke you the fuck out. Don't talk to me, bitch. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably more fuck you, bitch, than it is nerd shit.
I
just have to pretend. That. Oh, really? That's interesting.
Grouchy, though. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, well, what do you think I'm thinking when I'm grouchy? I'm definitely not thinking about hugging you when I'm grouchy, bro.
I thought so.
No. I'm going to give you a hug. Come here, let me give you a hug. Go to sleep.
Be the last hug.
Go to sleep. Anyway, all right, so that's the pod, buddy. I'll go ahead and end it right there. I know you're ready to bounce out. I know you got shit to do. You got a date today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm going to let you go ahead and get to your date and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to go to sleep, actually, is what I'm going to do today. I'm going to get a lot of sleep. I'm going to do some laundry.
Mm.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Domestics. I don't have a maid anymore. I can't afford it. So
you can.
I can't. I cannot afford a maid. Not anymore.
You don't want to afford a maid.
Well, that's the same thing. It's the exact same fucking thing. So I got to do my own laundry and clean my own crib. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing today, man. I was thinking about going down the street to go get this peach cobbler shake, though.
Mm, sounds delicious.
Yeah, I got some peach cobbler in the fridge. And I'm going to go get the peach cobbler shake. Blah-da-da.
Mmm, delicious.
Yep. So we're going to get the fuck out of here. And I'm going to leave y'all with this message.
All righty. What is it?
Yesterday is history.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is a mystery.
Mm.
And today is a gift. That's why they call it the present.
Ooh, I've never heard that before.
Blah, da, da.
Oh, my God.
We're going to catch up with you niggas next week, man. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for hitting that subscribe. And we are going to start putting it on Spotify. I keep saying I'm going to do it, and I keep not doing it. So we are going to do it. I'm going to start making that happen. I apologize for my insolence. But I'm going to make that happen for you guys, man. So you can listen to it without watching my fat ass on here with the same black and white or the same black, but different shoes. So it's just different shoes every week, but the same. I didn't even wash this. I didn't even wash it. Didn't go to the cleaners. It's just dirty. And it's my uni. So I put it on. I wear it for like an hour, and then I take it off. I fold it up. I hang it up, and then I put it on next week so y'all can see me do this shit again because I'm too broke to go buy a new uni. We're going to catch up with y'all next week. Yep.